Dogs are an important part of our lives, and keeping them protected is a top priority, especially against nasty parasites. That's why you gotta check out NexGard Plus, Afoxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel Chewable Tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection that kills fleas and ticks, prevents heartworm disease. Plus, it treats and controls roundworms and hookworms. That's a whole lot of protection packed into a delicious beef-flavored, soft chew designed to make monthly dosing easy and enjoyable. So the next time you're at the vet, ask about NexGard Plus Chews. They're the one-and-done monthly parasite protection you want for your dog. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Good early afternoon to you. It is July 9th, 12:15 p.m. July 9th. Hope you're doing well. Little lunchtime quick cast for you and yours today on a rainy and humid day, early day in central Indiana. If you're anything like me, been out in a boot, enjoying some of what summer has to offer. And for me, recently it's been playing a little pickleball with my son and his friends. And last night I played until late, and it was so humid, but still good conditions for such an event. Got a little bit to talk about, so I thought why not throw in a quick cast for your lunch hour, and maybe you can join me. Hopefully you're joining live. If not, thanks for tuning in on delay as well. But before I jump into everything, thanks to our friends at AJ's. When you're on campus, head over towards the fire station and then go inside, grab yourself some delicious food and have the best staff near campus help you out. Eataj's.com. And also if you need a t-shirt or a sweatshirt, go over to homefieldapparel.com. Grab some stuff. They've got a pretty cool hat I talked about last quickcast. They got great looking t-shirts. Not this one. I got this one really cheap because the Motion P is wrong. But throw some stuff in your cart and enter Boiled23 at checkout to get 15% off. I got to see if we're getting a new code soon, especially before football season. That's about it. Okay, let's jump in. So there's a lot of stuff happening. Most of it's on the basketball side, but I chose to use football. I just looked at my screen and I've got a freeze going. So tell me if you're live, tell me if everything looks good on your end. That'd be great. Cause YouTube has been not great. Doesn't look good right now. Looks like we may be dead in the water here. I don't know. I'm not getting anybody checking in. I'm not seeing any of the vitals change. So if you guys can see and hear me, let me know. If not, I'm going to restart this thing in about 15 seconds just to make sure it works. Looks good. Great. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. I still have no monitor on this, so hopefully things are good. Thank you to everyone who said that. So the big news to me out of the football side of things is that you've got the official date, the release date of the football, uniforms is out there. And I don't know if Purdue has dragged this thing out intentionally to make us wait in bated breath, or if they did it because Nike slowed down the process, which that's my theory. I just don't know the truth. But the Purdue football uniforms, the release is coming on 7/11, July 11th, just in 2 days. you'll get to see the new Purdue football uniforms. And if you follow us on Twitter, you saw that I had my preference. One thing I would like to see is a heavy leaning towards the middle, late 80s uniforms with the broad stripes down the side of the pants. I thought that would be a really, really cool thing because not a lot of teams do those broad stripes on the side of the pants like 80s teams did. I think it'd differentiate Purdue uniforms quite a bit. And then in the Walters video, he said, we want to do something that you can tell it's Purdue without even seeing the logo on the side of the helmet. And I think this would do it. At Boiler Uniforms, our old pal, Boiled Sports alum Teddy Huff, agrees with the idea that a tip of the cap to the 80s teams would be great. And he has a very good theory on why, what they would do and why Walters would do it, the Rod Woodson homage. I like that a lot, and I think it's probably pretty accurate. He and I are in just lockstep on what we'd like to see in these uniforms and what we hope to see. So keep your eyes peeled for that. It's coming soon. The cover art, of course, is AI generated with a little Photoshop work by me, but I thought it was noteworthy. After that, we get into basketball really quickly, and you look at what's happening in the NBA Summer League. All of you, if you're on Twitter or if you're in any social media, you saw Zach Edey absolutely tear Kessler apart, and he's a proven NBA center. He's a good shot blocker. He had five block shots yesterday, but really Zach Edey was the story last night because as it turns out, not to your surprise at all, Zach Edey's skill set, his work ethic, his athleticism, his size, all transfer so far to the NBA and the brief test that he's had in Salt Lake City, I believe. Their game was against the Jazz. Edey had 14 points, 15 rebounds, 4 blocks in 34 minutes of action. A couple things were noteworthy. Number one, his ability to set the high screen, then move without the ball and dive, get to the rim quickly. That's going to make Ja Morant's life a lot easier. It's going to make a lot of their players' lives easier. So that's great to see. As my friend Nathan said on Twitter, Nate, he said that... he looks leaner. Edey looks leaner. And I don't know if he's leaner. Edey's always been pretty damn lean. His ability to run baseline to baseline is a pretty noteworthy skill for a 7'4" guy. But the NBA court's a little bit longer, I believe. And he didn't look like he was worn out at all because of it, in spite of the fact that the Jazz were throwing 2 7-footers at him multiple times. You had Kyle Tripowski and Kessler, of course. Second thing, so that's good. That's not a hard story to figure out. We all knew it was going to happen, but I'd really like to see Edey not only start almost right away for the Grizz, but also get that Rookie of the Year award and just shove it so far up people's rear ends that have been talking trash about him for months or years that they can stop talking. But as we know, people on the internet never stop talking stupidly. Next up, another basketball story I thought was noteworthy was watching Fletcher the Creator. My son told me I shouldn't put that in the highlight, but I thought that was funny. But Fletch Lawyer as a shot creator is a noteworthy story because really most of his career, he hasn't been a shot creator. He's been a guy who knocks down shots when they're open, and he's done it at a high clip. Last year, I think he led the Big Ten in 3-point shooting. But this week we saw a video of Fletch Lawyer, maybe it was this weekend, of Fletch Lawyer playing pickup games and running through drills at Jason Tatum's camp. And the big takeaway from that were a couple things. Number one, he's wearing long sleeves. So that's all the talk about him bulking up. I think it's a little overblown, the idea of him bulking up. It's not his thing. It's tough for some people. Not tough for me. I can bulk up, like I said. But the bigger thing was him creating shots against guys that are pretty high level, other guys that are all-star type players. Fletcher Lawyer is... he looks like a player that can do that, can add that to his game in the Big Ten. I think he's sick and tired of being typecast by a lot of fans, by the media, whomever. And that was good to see. Another thing I really loved about the highlight reel that was released is Fletch Lawyer blocking a shot on it looked like a guy who was a little bit bigger than him, but who tried to back him down, and then Lawyer blocked the shot with contact. It was awesome to see. Lawyer's a crafty guy anyway. He's a vet, and he is improving in spite of the fact he was overshadowed by this one guy last year quite a bit. And Braden Smith has grown out his beard. And the segue of that is Purdue basketball had released some more pictures from practice. My big takeaway from those practice pictures was pretty simple. Purdue's big men, once again, thanks to Coach Brantley, they look the part. They look fundamentally super sound, like TKR walling up, Caleb First on a turnaround. They just look the part in pictures. Purdue doesn't play around. We all know that. That big man U is a real, it's a real thing at Purdue. But it's not only Coach Brantley that deserves credit, but also Jason Cabo, or Cabo, I think it's Cabo. I'm sorry for not knowing how to pronounce his name, but he's Purdue's basketball strength coach. He was hired back in 22. Purdue has always been a place that has big, strong guys, obviously. But it seems like since Cabo's been there, they've been big, strong, lean guys. It's so different now. Look at the physiques in the offseason, how they've changed. That's a story in itself. TKR First, Berg specifically come to mind. If you look at the pictures, they look like guys that can play anybody. And as it turns out, when they go and play in pickup games, or if they go play on a select team or on an all-star team of sorts, they can play against these guys. They are physically ready. Another guy that I'd say, or two guys that I think are noteworthy in pictures, again, Colvin and Smith, look like they've put on a couple good pounds, muscles, right? A couple good pounds of muscle. And I just love seeing that in the offseason, guys really taking advantage of their time away from the season. Speaking of Berg, which I just mentioned, as you know, Berg and Heidi both played in Greece over the last 2 weeks for a USA East Coast team. And if you're confused by this for a lot of reasons, there's good reason to be confused. You've got a guy from Sweden playing on an East Coast USA team. Heidi, of course, is from America, even if it's in Minnesota. He's from Indiana, transplant to Minnesota, and playing that team. Noteworthy thing, the last game they played against the Greek national under 20 team, and they played pretty well. They lost by, I think, 8, I believe. I don't have the score in front of me. But the cool thing about that game was Berg led all scorers with 15 points, 3 boards, 2 blocks, 2 assists, and he was 9 for 9 from the free throw line. That stat got my attention more than anything because, as we know, Paint loves using big guys to wear teams out and to get them in foul trouble. Now, this isn't going to be the same attention that was drawn by Edie when Berg comes in. He's probably going to come in off the bench. But if he can knock down his free throws at a high clip, that is big trouble for other teams. So that's one thing. And that's something that obviously translates from that level of basketball to this. And the other thing was Cam Heidi was either leading scorer in the top 3 scorer in both games. Cam scored, let me see if I can find it again, scored 10 points, had 4 assists, 2 boards. I think that's right. And was 2 for 3 from 3 in the last game, the game versus the Greek national team, the under 20 team. But in the other game they played, they only played in 2, and it was played in Greece, he led all scorers with 14 points. Cam Heidi is he's going to be a real threat. And I've talked about, I think he's the guy that makes the big leap this season from redshirt freshman to sophomore. This team is, you got to take it with a little bit of a grain of salt because I did a little research. I don't understand the USA East Coast team. Maybe you don't as well, but it seems like it's obviously a composite team put together of current NCAA college basketball players, and they get to go over there. It looks like they're treated really well. They stay in nice places, eat good meals, and they play good competition, but just for a short tour. And it's kind of like a goodwill tour, and it's a good way for the national teams to tune up and to play outside of the competition where they're playing, you know, versus the U.S. national team. So the USA East Coast team, the guys don't have to be Americans. One noteworthy thing is I could only find one guy that was really a noteworthy, meaning upper tier college basketball player. My son, his memory is amazing. When he hears a name, he retains it. He didn't know one name on the team, but there's a guy named Jacob something from Oklahoma. He was a top 100 recruit. I think he was the 86th best shooting forward coming out of high school 2 years ago. So you can take it with a grain of salt, but the good news is Berg and Heidi, they were 2 of the best players on the team, which they should have been. Finally, one last thing I was going to talk about. today was just that, as you know, Lance Jones and Dakota Mathias are both playing for the Pacers Summer League team. They won't play their first game for another couple days. They'll play July 12th versus the Nets. That's all I got today for the quick cast. I'm going to read comments here, and I'm going to call it a quick day here, a legit quick day, unless your comments really get us interacting. So C. Metzger says, hey, Paul S. says, quickie boiler up. Exactly. Yeah, this will be hopefully a quick cast. I think it's going to be. Nathan says, happy midday. Happy midday to you. Kevin, Paul, and many others. Nathan and Bob and Richard Connors all confirm. Olive D. Jazzer says that the signal was good. And then Greg McManus tops it off saying, I can see you, and it's a thrill. And as it is for me, Greg, every time I get to see you, always great to see Greg McManus. Davis Hensley has a very good point, and I put this in my headline, but he did it a little more succinctly than me. Edie good, and it's true. Edie is good. Edie is a hell of a player. And I hope he just continues to do what he's doing in a noteworthy way. It got the attention of the media. There's not much else to talk about. There's a kind of a smart and interesting thing happens. The NBA is so good at holding the attention of the consumer in the offseason, right? They stretch everything out. Purdue basketball has taken some cues from that and has done a really good job keeping the conversation going. Conversely, Purdue football has not released a darn bit of information. It's funny. I've been trying to glean things from other podcasts that are not Purdue related and trying to see, maybe these guys know something that I don't know, or even Purdue related ones. Maybe they've read something that I haven't. They know something about personnel. And I can assure you, based on what I've watched, based on what I've read, based on what I've seen, they know as little as I do. And they're guessing a little bit. That's what we do in the offseason. But I would love it if eventually Purdue's football SID would start giving us a little bit more to chew on in the offseason. I don't know if we have any of those people that come and watch the quick cast. I do know that there's some members of the family on teams, guys that play on the team. So that's awesome that come and watch and listen to the quick cast. That's awesome. But I would love to have more information just to talk about, not just for this, not just for the quick cast, but also for just because it's fun. And every Purdue fan is chomping at the bit to know more about our football boilers during this offseason. So I would love to see it. Chris Becker says, Edie isn't good. He's just tall. Exactly. He's just tall. One of the funny things, there's a great picture release, and I haven't seen this any other place, of Edie finishing a dunk, it looks like. And he's finishing the dunk. He has his both hands on, he's hanging on the rim, and his toes are on the ground. He is tall, and we all know this. This is not like this. If you've met the man, you know that it's like, gosh darn it. I mean, I'm 5'4", he's 7'4". He's 2 feet taller than me. And is being tall is a good thing. Every NBA team that was in the draft had the same information that you and I did, and that was his height, weight, right? 7'4", 300 pounds. That in itself is worth something. Being able to get up and down as quickly as he can with a 30-inch vertical is worth something. It's worth a lot, actually. And his ability to run end-to-end is worth a lot. His ability to stay in shape and be driven to continue to beat up on players and to continue to wall off players. By the way, those Grizzlies guards missed so many opportunities for easy buckets for their team by not passing to them. I know these guys are trying to prove themselves in that summer league format, but boy, you could prove yourself as worthwhile as you would dump it into Edie because he's going to give you automatic buckets, as we all know as Purdue fans. Let's see. Greg Manis says, best part of the game last night was Jazz bringing Filipowski with the purpose to stop Edie from getting the tip in, and whoops. Yeah, and that when he was in the blocks, that was great. They had Tripowski on one side and Kessler on the other, and Edie goes and tips in the game-tying shot to put it to overtime. The Grizzlies lose by one in overtime, but yeah, that was awesome. And seeing Tripowski whiff on the attempt to body up on Edie was hilarious because Edie just almost did a swim and cleared his arm. It was great. Richard Connor says, I'm excited to see what Edie is going to look like once he transitions to the NBA game and refs, rookie of the year looking. Yeah, free throws was not what he had to ride yesterday because they didn't call a lot of fouls. I mean, Pick your poison with Zach Edey. We've all said this. We all know it. It's a hard way to go. Davis Hensley, again, with another great point, says Fletch good. Fletch is good. Fletcher Lawyer is extremely skilled. Fletcher Lawyer wants to prove everyone wrong. He's got just enough edge and meanness to him to really turn it up in the offseason. But yeah, Fletch is going to be important next year. Greg McManus says, can everyone admit Fletch is good? Colvin is good. Heidi is good. Yeah, I can admit all those. We don't have to tear one down on Twitter, stump for your guy. Yeah, I wish we'd do that as Purdue fans, Greg. And I know you and I don't feel like we need to tear anybody down. Last year, I gave some honest medicine, I think, to Fletch Lawyer when he was slumping. And he had a couple swoons during the season. I hope nobody sees me as a guy who tore down Fletch Lawyer. But what I wanted to see was a guy give him a shot in the arm. And I don't think they have to be one for the other, like you're saying. I think one thing that I'm seeing, though, is there are so many skilled big guys on this roster. There's going to be some positional fighting this offseason. So that's good to see. And then as the season settles in November, long time away, I think you're going to see a lot of guys fighting for starting roles. And those fights will yield some pretty fun results, I think, but we'll see. Yeah. Greg Mann says, you don't do it, but I see it a lot. And I see it a ton on Twitter. Grant, my friend, big time Boiler, says Boiler up and go Grizz, right on. Dick Stillwagon says Boiler up. Chris Becker says Bull Bull is almost as tall and wasn't a 2-time national player of the year. Yeah, it's a good point. And Bull Bull's not the only guy who was almost 7'4". I think Bull Bull is 7'3". Maybe 7'2". There are a lot of guys 7'2 to 7'4". And I say a lot. I mean, there's a good amount of them that you don't ever know their name because they don't play with the fire. They don't have the physicality. They don't have the drive. They don't have the athleticism that Edey does. And we're all preaching to the choir right here. But if there's a Grizzly fan here, if you're just learning about Zach Edey, you're going to enjoy this guy. You're going to enjoy him for a lot of reasons. But number one, he's steady. He's a great teammate, and I think he's humble enough. The funny thing is he's coming in, you could hear him growl a couple times. The court is pretty well mic'd up in the NBA, but you could hear him growl when he got fouled and he played through contact during is it a scrimmage? We call it a scrimmage, the NBA Summer League game. But he's a great player and they are going to love him. Grizzly fans are going to love him. Dick Stillwagon says, do they foul out in summer league? I saw some guys with 7 fouls. So, yeah, I know that in some of these games, they give them up to 10 fouls. And I think summer league, that's what they do. I think it's 10 foul limit. So it's absurd. I don't think Edey got near that. Maybe you guys can correct me, but I don't think so. So Dick Stillwagon said, did we mention Braden's beard? I did quickly. I believe I did. I know I meant to. I love his beard. Much better than the mustache. There's a real generational problem. I'm gonna take umbrage with my friends in the millennial generation, as I am an elder statesman in the Generation X. But the mustache, here's my advice. My friends in millennials and Gen Z, the mustache doesn't look good. That's all I can say. My father has a mustache. He's a baby boomer, and it looks good on some baby boomers. My dad, a lot of people thought he was a police officer just because that look. He looks serious. But on you, my 20-something, early 30s friend with a mustache, it doesn't look good. It looks good on about one on every 20 of you. So I'm sorry to give you bad news. If you're a friend of mine who's in that generation, you've grown on a mustache, chances are I've said it to you in person. So I'm not talking behind your back or anything, but it doesn't look good. Let's see. Nathan Harden. I think that's who I gave the credit to earlier. About I think I was talking about you. Trapowski. He almost died that day, BD. Yeah, I know. Horribly tragic. His girlfriend is going to find out if you keep giving them the disrespect. Yes. She is. And I hope she addresses it with me because she seems like a real jackass. He did almost die that day. It's still tragic. What a horribly difficult couple of days. He had that followed up by another just horrible experience, and my heart bleeds for him. Greg McManus says, Nathan Dowd is going to get a sternly worded email. Yeah, I probably will. It's coming my way. Wouldn't be the first one I've gotten. Davis Hensley says, thoughts on the cupcake schedule for IU? Looks like they're mimicking the Iowa State model from last year. I talked about this. I responded to somebody about this on Twitter. I use athletic department through two different athletic directors, Fred Glass and whoever it is now. They've had a philosophy of really creating easy pre-con schedules in football and basketball, and it has not paid off for them. Interestingly enough, Purdue has had the exact opposite. I wouldn't say it's paid off, surely not in football. Loading up the schedule like they have has been punishing, and this year is going to be punishing again. But in basketball, like what you're talking about right now, Purdue and IU are really polar opposites. Matt Painter drives that bus, I think, for Purdue basketball. I think that's as simple as it gets. He wants them to play the best competition. He learned probably from watching Tom Izzo's Michigan State team do this for years. You play really good teams, and even if you lose to them, you gain a lot. And when you beat them, you gain a whole bunch, like Purdue has done the last 2 years. So, yes, it's a great point. It's a very, very good point. From Davis. Greg Manis says, Dick looked it up last night. They get up to 10 fouls. Good. I was right. Jay Westfall says, hey, got me a Lance Dance shirt on, by the way. Yeah. Awesome. The Lance Dance stuff. If you like the Redbubble, it's linked. I think the Redbubble store is linked, in the description. Got some stuff I worked on that I thought was fun. So thank you for buying that, Jay. Appreciate it. If you know anything about Redbubble, it doesn't make you much money, but it's fun stuff. And I like it because, why not? It's stuff you can get no place else. So that's kind of cool. Every now and again, I'll get an idea and I'll just put a graphic on there and then you can do what you want. Get stickers or t-shirts or whatever you want. Every now and again, one of my friends will show up to an event with like a hat that has a graphic that I've worked on. That's kind of fun. So thank you, Jay. And that's it. Almost got it in under 20 minutes, but 24 minutes for a quick cast is a really, really good number. So I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you for tuning in. I don't know if I've got a bourbon bar coming this week or not. It's already Tuesday. And I know there aren't a ton of you that love the bourbon bar idea, the concept, but full confession from me. I've always wanted to do that. I always wanted to talk about bourbon, talk about Purdue, and that's why I do it. So if you tune in, it's really not just about bourbon. And I try to do the Purdue stuff first, and then it's segmented. When I get into the bourbon, you can press pause or stop, whatever you want. But the bourbon bar is still Purdue stuff is the crux of it. And I'll tell you what, I probably will do a bourbon bar on the 11th because the uniform will be released that day, and I'll give my thoughts. But if it goes like Teddy and I hope it goes, I'm going to be pretty darn pleased with those uniforms. So let's see. We don't know. Don't have anything official yet. So look forward to July 11th, though. And look forward to seeing and talking to you again soon, whenever that is. God bless you. Have a great day, and we'll see you. Hammer down.
Hear that? That's what cooked when you order juicy beef sounds like. The steaming hug of two slices of melted cheese, the crunch of tangy pickles and sliced onions, all topped with a toasted sesame seed bun. That's the sound of a McDonald's Quarter Pounder with cheese.
Fresh beef at participating U.S. McDonald's. Excludes Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
Wherever the road may take you, Discount Tire and Continental Tire get you there safely with the perfect combination of style, comfort, and price. Get a set of Continental tires at your local Discount Tire store or online at discounttire.com. Discount Tire, let's get you taken care of.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
She said, get out the chat room and clean mine.
Glad stretch, feeling fine, so fresh.
The Glad Girl Group coming at you with a throwback jam. That was Glad Force Flex Drawstring Trash Bags featuring Pine Sol Original Scent. And that's better than all good. It's all Glad.
If your day sounds like,
we need to report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through,
two more races, two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.